Tony, obviously this game means, you know, everything in terms of where you guys want to be to start the playoffs. How much focus is there on that, or is it just kind of one of those next game on the schedule?
Yeah, no, it's definitely part of the focus. We control our destiny this weekend where we can get home field throughout the playoffs. So, and it's going to be tough. I mean, watching them on film, man, they're playing their butts off. They're high energy. They're very good at home. We obviously went up there last year and snuck one out. So we're up for the challenge, though. I'm kind of anxious to see how we respond after last week's, because we played really well in all three phases, and that's the type of effort that we're going to have this week and on throughout the rest of the season and on through the playoffs.
How do you avoid against a letdown after such a behind last week?
Well, that's what I'm kind of anxious to find out how we respond to as well. But I think, you know, judging from what we did yesterday at practice and the focus around here, I mean, this is that time. This is what you worked so hard during the offseason for. This is what you worked so hard during the regular season. You know, what we've done up to this point, we put ourselves in a great position. So as far as I'm concerned and what I've been telling my teammates and what coach has been telling us, let's go out there and finish the job. Let's keep the momentum that we have and see how we come out against a really good football team in Detroit.
Tony, could you talk about your line as a group and their kind of approach to things? They're a little quirky bunch there.
Oh, yeah, they're quirky. Well, that's linemen. Linemen in general are the weirdest group of guys you could ever see. Our guys, I'm so happy the way they've played this year. It's just, you know, the things that have gone on around here the last, you know, 3 years, you know, it seems like they get blamed for a lot. But this year they've played outstanding football for us and stepped up big, and that's the key. I mean, you keep Matt clean, you keep him up on his feet, he's going to be able to make some plays, and they've done a good job at that.
How about Sam there, too? He's turning in a great
game. Sam is he's probably the one I'm most happy about, just because, you know, maybe we got that Southern California thing in common. He's from Tustin, from Huntington Beach. But anyway, he's hitting his potential as a player, and he's going to get even better. For whatever reason, he's turned it around this year and just become one of the really good left tackles in the league, and it couldn't happen to a better guy, so I'm happy for him.
You spoke about last week and, you know, what you guys were able to generate. How do you balance, you know, carrying on that momentum from last week but also putting that game out of your minds and making sure that you remember last week is last week?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually. I mean, you look at the tape and you move on. As far as I'm concerned, and I guess I've been around for a while, but you can't dwell on what you've done in the past. You need to say, you know, okay, we set the standard last week of what we can do against a really good football team. And we got to make sure that we duplicate that week in and week out, like throughout the rest of the season. And it starts during the week of preparation. That, make no mistake about it, that's where it starts. It's where it started last week going into that Giant game. Our focus going into that game was the best it's been all year. And we have to have that type of effort week in and week out for the rest of the season. That's what good teams do in December. It's what they do in the playoffs and ultimately Super Bowl championship teams. They have great focus throughout the week, because that's what helps you win the game.
How do you guys keep grounded? I mean, with the record, people can get, hey, we're the greatest team out here. Mm-hmm. But with leadership like you and Pete over there, how do you guys keep these younger guys?
Well, you just keep telling them that, like I said, we've been working hard during the offseason, during the preseason, the regular season. This is not the time to go cool, not the time to think that you've arrived. This would be the absolute worst time to have that type of attitude, because we have our goals. And I've been telling you about our goals since the beginning. It's to get to this is what we've been working on. This is the type of team that we have. And you know, we got to make sure that we go to the playoffs and keep that same type of momentum up. And because that's what it's going to take. There's no other way around it. You can't just show up and think you're going to beat a team. Maybe we learned that against Carolina. You know, maybe that loss was something good for us. But it's something that I think, you know, we learn from our mistakes and we'll keep moving forward.
Hey, what happened to the Lions? They you know, made the playoffs last year look like they were ready to take off.
We'll go ahead again. I'm sorry.
What happened to the Lions this year? They appeared ready to take off and so forth. But
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. Okay. I'm focused on the Falcons stuff. But right. Like I said, on film though, from what I've seen on defense, they got players, they got talent, and they play hard. And that's Gunther Cunningham. I had him for a long time. For a long time actually out there in Kansas City. And I'm not surprised. These guys are going to show up, and they're going to play hard in that home crowd. I bet they're going to be ready for us.